now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
In a matter of speaking, yes. Good day, America. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off again today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. We do have a big show on tap for you today. And on the other side, we will set the table and start knocking things down. But what we need to do is what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, and that's run down the myriad of ways you can take the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline on the go via your devices. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network in the form of a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage, and also a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app, and it has that app versatility. You can download it to your favorite Android device, your favorite Apple device, even your favorite Windows device, or you can just go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility. Whether you have an Android device, an Apple device, or a Windows-based device, you can download the TuneIn Radio app to any and all of them. Also, you can go to TuneIn.com. Again, lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we thank those people for their service to the greatest country in the world each and every day. On the other side, we will set the table and start knocking things down next on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
At Sweet Tarts, we love candy. The soft ones, the gummy ones, the little bites with big flavor. Not just any candy. The kind of candy that makes the world less bland with every extra tangy, sweet, and tart taste. Like our new Sweet Tarts mini gummy bites. Try them, squish them, share them, love them. We do, because candy is what we do. It's our thing, our passion. A passion you can taste in every mini gummy. Follow your passion. Follow your tart. Sweet Tarts.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. That's why I trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. And with Lowe's Contractor Packs, I can get bulk discounts on the items that I purchase most, helping me save time and money.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 20% off an entire pallet of in-stock roofing shingles. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Offer valid 6/20 through 6/24. Discount reflected in Contractor Pack pricing, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
I mean, it's a tough feeling. It was a rough night, kind of reliving one the game and how it all unfolded over and over and over and over again, and thinking about things I could have done better personally. It's kind of probably the theme of the summer when you think about basketball, but it's a very tough feeling. And at the end of the day, we didn't accomplish our goal. We, you know, had three cracks at getting one win and couldn't do it. So got to live with that all summer. And hopefully that this feeling that we have right now will make us better as we look to get back to the stage going forward. So that's basically it. You got to kind of appreciate what we accomplished this season, because it was a special journey and a special ride. And, you know, a lot of good things did happen, but, you know, came up a little bit short.
That was Steph Curry reflecting on the 2015-2016 NBA season in his end of the season media availability. And he brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer to talk to me on Twitter in 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We got a big 2 hours on tap for you here on a Tuesday on the Spano and Black Attack. The focus is going to be NBA really all the way through. What we're going to do is we're going to tie a bow in the early going around the 2015-2016 NBA season. We're going to start by taking a look back at the Warriors' 73-win regular season and discuss its place in the history of the NBA. We'll then move on and take a look at the offseason plans for the Golden State Warriors. In this league where if you're standing still, you're going backwards. Despite a record-setting regular season, a team that didn't finish the job and didn't win an NBA title, that's going to have some money available and the ability to clear out even more, we'll have an opportunity to make some changes. And we'll talk about some of those possible changes as we move along in hour one of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Then after that, we'll swing to the Cleveland perspective. And we'll take a look at their offseason plans. Again, it's a league where if you stay still, you're going backwards. Yes, the Cavaliers won the NBA title, but they are not a team without their flaws. So we'll address some of the things they may or may not do in the offseason as well. And then after we're kind of done with the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, and we've kind of tied that postscript, that bow, as it were, around the 2015-2016 season, we'll now start looking ahead to the NBA draft. And we'll be joined at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time by Chris Monter from College Basketball News and Monter Draft News. And we'll start taking our first looks at the NBA draft and kind of see how that's all shaping up. We'll talk about the first two picks, and then we'll move it out to some of the key teams that are drafting in some of the key spots and get Chris's thoughts on what we're going to see transpire on Thursday evening from the Barclays Center as it relates to the NBA draft. So that's the rundown on this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And the place we're going to start is with the Golden State Warriors' 73-win regular season. I've talked about this a lot, but I think with the NBA season now in the books and the outcome decided, it is definitely something that we need to discuss. The 73-win regular season of the Golden State Warriors, because they didn't finish their job, is it merely a footnote in NBA history? I've said it before. I'm going to say it again, unequivocally, yes. It was a great story. It was a great regular season. It was a darn good playoff run. But the realities are, they came up short. They didn't win the NBA title. They didn't win back-to-back NBA titles. And the realities are that we can't talk about them as one of the great teams in the history of the NBA because they didn't finish the job. Had they went out and won Game 7 or won Game 6 or won Game 5 and finished the job and won the NBA Finals and had won back-to-back NBA titles and had won 73 regular season games, we'd now be talking about this Golden State Warriors team as one of the great teams in NBA history. And we'd be making comparisons to 95-96 Bulls, some of those all-time great Celtic and Laker teams, and just the list goes on and on of the teams that we would have been able to compare this Warriors group to, with the fact that they would have won back-to-back NBA titles, set a regular season win record, and still been pretty well intact with an ability to build upon their success because the book would not have been closed on them. So we would have been able to compare them to any of the all-time great teams. Well, we can't do that now because while it was a historic regular season and the record is a great achievement, it's just a footnote because they didn't win an NBA title. And that's the realities for this Golden State Warriors team. You know, they're not going to be remembered all that fondly as a result. They're one of those teams that, despite the great regular season record and the run to the finals, they're kind of going to be forgotten. They're certainly going to be overshadowed by the Cleveland Cavaliers winning their first ever NBA title and snapping that incredibly long 50-plus year championship drought for the city of Cleveland. And the realities are that these teams that set records with regular season win totals but don't finish the job, we forget about them. And they're never teams that we talk about in the pantheon of great teams, and we never talk about them in any historical perspective. And let me give you a few examples of those teams. If you don't think I'm right and you think, well, this is one of the all-time great teams, and this team is different, and this is one of those teams that didn't finish the job that we'll always talk about as a great team. Well, let me give you a few examples of great teams in all reality, or very good teams, or teams, let's say it like this, teams that had historic regular seasons but didn't finish the job. And you can kind of answer your own question here, because the realities are we don't talk about any of these teams. You know it and I know it. And once I rattle off some of these teams, you'll be like, you know, Joe's right. No matter what you do in the regular season, if you don't cap it off with a championship, history doesn't show you as an all-time team for the ages in any way, shape, or form. And that's going to be the case with this particular group of Golden State Warriors in the as it relates to the 2015-2016 season. Just ask the 2007 New England Patriots. 16-0, perfect regular season. Set all kinds of records offensively, much like this Golden State Warriors group. Got to the Super Bowl. And much like the Golden State Warriors, lost in the waning minutes of the championship game. Do we ever talk about the New England Patriots of 07 as one of the all-time great teams? We do not. 2014-2015 Kentucky Wildcats men's basketball team. Undefeated, as dominant a regular season as there could be. Overwhelming favorites to win the NCAA title. Lost in the national semifinals. We never talk about them. And finally, here's maybe the most glaring one, even more so than the Pats. 2001 Seattle Mariners set an American League regular season win total, tied the all-time Major League regular season win total, lost to the Yankees in the ALCS. We never talk about them at all. So if you're unsure about this, think about that. And on the other side, we'll continue this discussion and then roll into the off-season plan for the Golden State Warriors. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Some would say all or what. I think it's pretty beautiful as we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. Subject on tap right now is the Golden State Warriors 73-win regular season. We're talking about the fact that it's a footnote in NBA history, and you can weigh in on either side of the equation. I say it is merely a footnote in NBA history, and I've given you a couple of examples that prove that out and bear that out. If you disagree, Chime in at 800-878-PLAY, or that's 800-878-7529, or on Twitter if you prefer, at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. But let's continue with that discussion, and then we'll roll out of that and look, and then go from there and get into the Golden State Warriors offseason plans. Because despite coming up short, there's a lot to like about the upcoming offseason, perhaps, for the Golden State Warriors, and we'll get to that in just a second. But let's stay with this idea and this notion that I have that the Warriors' 73-win season is merely a footnote in NBA history. And I think the best way to prove that is previous examples that I've given you of teams that have made history in their sport as it relates to regular season win totals and dominance, but then didn't finish the job, and how we do or don't talk about them. And I just gave you three quickly off the top of my head. 07 Pats. It was a team that, like the Golden State Warriors, set records offensively for the regular season in both efficiency and dominance. So there's a common thread right there with the Warriors. Got to the pinnacle, the championship round of their sport. In the case of the Patriots, it's the Super Bowl. In the case of the Golden State Warriors, NBA Finals. Both the Super Bowl and the NBA Finals went right down to the bitter end. And at the very end, both clubs came up on the wrong end of things. So the similarities between the two teams is really, really clear. And when we talk about all-time great teams in NFL history, we never talk about the 2007 New England Patriots. So to me, that's the best of the comparisons. And for that reason, I don't think we're going to talk about this Golden State Warriors team, this year's edition, as an all-time great team. When this group is all said and done, we may be talking about this as a dynasty and one of the all-time great runs in NBA history. You might be talking, four championships in 5 years. The core is all still there, all still young. And they're all going to be together for a few years, and they have a bunch of money going into this offseason to tweak and change some things and improve this basketball team. So despite the loss, it's not all doom and gloom for the Golden State Warriors. I'm just looking at this group this year. And despite the 73-win regular season and that NBA record for regular season excellence, they're a footnote in NBA history. The 07 Pats prove it. Again, the 2001 Seattle Mariners prove it. That's a team that set an American League record and tied a Major League record for regular season wins. And they lost in the ALCS to the Yankees, and we never talk about that team. And then 2014-2015 Kentucky Wildcats. As dominant a regular season as we've seen in college basketball for 30, 40 years. They were the overwhelming favorite to win the NCAA title. They came up short against a very good Wisconsin team in the national semifinals. And we never talk about that group of John Calipari stars. Never talk about them. We never talk about them amongst college basketball's elite. That's the realities. When you don't win championships, you're never talked about, or you don't win a championship, you're never talked about amongst your sports elite. When you come up short, you're talked about with those teams that came up short. So the realities are, all apologies to the Warriors. This year's edition, 2015-2016 Golden State Warriors, are a footnote in NBA history. But the good news for them is they've already won an NBA championship. The core is going to be together next season and beyond. And with the way they're structured financially, they'll have an ability to be extremely aggressive in the offseason and actually build upon the success they've had the last couple of years. Let's understand what they have done. In these 2 years under Steve Kerr, they've been to two NBA finals, won one NBA championship, and set a single season win record. So the achievements thus far have been notable. And with there being money available, with this organization realizing that, hey, as perfect as we are in some ways, there are flaws to our construction and we have the ability to improve. And in this NBA, if you sit still, you're going backwards. The organization there in Oakland realizes that with the Warriors. And I've heard coming out of Oakland that they're going to be extremely aggressive in this offseason and try and build upon the success they've already had and put together an even better group of players going forward that are going to be together for a few years. And maybe when we're all said and done looking back at this Golden State Warriors team after a 5 or 6 year run, where maybe they win 3, 4, maybe even 5 NBA titles, we may be talking about the group over the course of multiple years as one of the great franchises in NBA history. And we may talk about their unheard of dominance in the salary cap era of the NBA that rivals only the San Antonio Spurs. But for this year, nice year, great regular season. You came up short at the end. But that said, let's talk about some of the plans they have going forward and some of the things that they need to address. And let's start right there. You know, the good news for the Warriors, the organization's already come out and made it abundantly clear that they are going to be aggressive. There is no doubt in anybody's mind that they are going to be incredibly aggressive and they are not going to rest on their laurels and say, you know what? We were one game away. We had it in our grasp. We set records. They are absolutely going to go get it in a major, major, major way. There's no question in my mind that they are absolutely positively going to go out and go get this as hard as they can this offseason. And they set themselves up well to do that. They've got money available. They've got cap, as we said, money available, cap space, the ability to clear out even more cap space without upsetting the entire roster. They're in a very, you know, usually teams that are this good can't make very many changes and are really limited on how they can improve themselves. Well, that's not really the case with this Golden State Warriors team. There's a lot of room for them to improve because of the way they've been set up salary cap wise. They have Steph Curry on a bargain contract. I mean, that'll come due in time and they'll have to deal with that. But the realities are that they've got cap money available. They've got some player flexibility. And they're going to have some real ability to improve upon a team that won 73 games in the regular season and came within an eyelash of winning the NBA title for back-to-back years. So I think the future, long and short term, is extremely bright for the Golden State Warriors. And I would expect that they would be the favorites again to win the NBA title after everything shakes out in free agency, barring some real surprises. And when you have money available and you can go play in free agency in a major way and add a max money type player without having to strip down your entire roster, that says something. Or they can add two not max money players, but real quality players, those guys that are going to make $12, $13, $14 million a year in this bloated market. So they have the ability to either add that one max money player, perhaps two real quality players, not quite all-star players, but guys that could fortify their depth, have real quality roles within their starting lineup. The potential is there for them to do a lot of building upon what they've already created. And the commitment from the organization to be extremely aggressive should help fortify that. And on the other side, what we're going to do is we're going to explore exactly where the Warriors may go in this offseason as they continue to try and improve this team. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets from at Joe Spano 56 and at Sports Byline USA. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. GEICO yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio. I'm in the
mood. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to get involved, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And topics that are fair game, and we've made them the focus of this hour, they all revolve around the Golden State Warriors. So you can weigh in on whether you think their 73-win season is a footnote in NBA history. I've made my case that it is. You can make your case on either side of the ledger at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. You can also weigh in on what you expect the offseason to look like for the Golden State Warriors. Because I expect an exciting and aggressive offseason, and I think when they're all said and done, it's going to be an even better roster, if that's possible, than they had this year. So you can weigh in on that. Maybe you can weigh in with your thoughts on the long term. On when we look back at this Golden State Warriors group over the course of a 5 or 6 year run, will we be talking about one of the great teams in NBA history? And I think we will be, even with this hiccup along the way and the fact that this year's group may be, you know, isolated a footnote in NBA history. But I think when you ultimately end up expanding it out at the end of their run, I think they're going to be one of the great teams in NBA history. And, you know, let's go in and take a look here a little bit and kind of speculate on exactly what's going to happen this offseason. I've talked that they're going to be aggressive, and that's great and good, but what does that really mean? Well, here's what it means. It's all going to start with going after Kevin Durant. The realities are, and I was unsure about this move as the season was unfolding. I said, well, maybe that's, you know, too many guys, not enough basketballs. Maybe it's a little bit of an embarrassment of riches, and maybe they should take that money and go in another direction and move along the lines of a Hassan Whiteside, who I would love to see them get. You know, the rim protection element that he would provide them, the athleticism that he would provide in the pivot on both ends of the floor, he'd be the upgrade in reliability, youth, athleticism, and durability that they need right now over Andrew Bogut. The thing about Bogut is he is a great passer and a great screener, and everybody forgets that. And he's such a factor in their offense that maybe, just maybe, you kind of stay the course with Andrew Bogut and you go to get another superstar on the perimeter. Because one of the things we saw is that if you take Steph Curry and Klay Thompson out of the game, and they can be taken out of the game, there are times where the Warriors don't have that many answers. We saw Harrison Barnes show that he's not the answer. And I know he's going to make huge money in a great regular season, and there's going to be a ton of money out there, and somebody's going to pay Harrison Barnes all kinds of money to be a very, very good role player, but not a star for their team. And you saw his performance throughout this NBA Finals. He's not a guy you could count on in these huge spots. And it may be a good fit for one of these other teams that's trying to grow or climb. But the reality is you're already very near the top of the mountain, or at the top of the mountain. And I think we've seen that Harrison Barnes is not a top of the mountain kind of player. You know, he's not the guy that's going to excel in the NBA Finals, and he's going to be asked to do that going forward for this team if he stays there. At times, it doesn't look like he's the kind of guy that can answer that bell. You know, he just had an awful Finals. You know, and it's there's nothing wrong with it in and of itself. There are some guys that are superstars. There are some guys that are stars. There are some guys that are role players. There are some role players that excel in these postseason spots. There are some that don't. But the realities are they need another guy they can go to in big spots and who is going to command that the defense's attention in a way in an NBA Finals that Harrison Barnes simply is not. So they're going to go hard for Kevin Durant. I don't know that they can get him. I have no idea if they can get him. Everybody says it's most likely, with the work that they did in OKC this year and that young roster, that he goes back there. But they're going to have the money to go after Durant hard and heavy. And of course, it'll be a 2-year deal with a 1-year opt out. Because that's the norm now in these contracts as the salary cap in the NBA keeps skyrocketing. So there's more and more money available for these guys. So they keep wanting to go back into the market. So I know that number one, it's going to be go hot and heavy after Kevin Durant. That's where it'll all start. And the Warriors will have the money to do that without having to reshape this roster too badly. Obviously, the first step in all of it is letting Harrison Barnes move on, getting his cap hold off of their cap. You may have to let a Maurice Spraits move on. And really, that's about it. With what's already there, if you let Barnes and Spraits move on and you keep Festus Ezeli and you keep Andrew Bogut, you'll have the money to bring in Kevin Durant, and you'll probably be able to bring back the rest of the also-rans on your bench that you may want to. You know, if you want to bring back an Ian Clark, you can bring him back. You want to bring back a James Michael McAdoo, you can bring him back. You want to bring back a Brandon Rush, you can bring him back. You know, so they're going to be poised to add a superstar to their roster without having to completely tear this team apart. And all of a sudden, if you got Clay, you got Steph, you got KD, you got Draymond, and you got Andrew Bogut doing what he does in the middle for them as a passer, as a screen setter, and as a rim protector, that is a brutal starting five to deal with. You know, you can mix in the death lineup. You'll be able to keep Iguodala. And you'd have this second unit that would have Barbosa and would have Sean Livingston and would have Iguodala, as we said, Festus Ezeli. And you figure out you use your mid-level or your biannual exception and you bring in another backup four type player. You know, you're going to have to strip a little bit of the very back of this group in order to fit in a Kevin Durant if you can get him to come there. But just the fact that they've managed the salaries the way they have with the dynamic talent that they have, that they could bring in a Kevin Durant without upsetting this entire team. And again, during the regular season when so much was humming for them, I said, well, maybe it's one too many offensive weapon without another basketball. After watching this NBA Finals and much of this NBA postseason unfold, I'm thinking this is the direction that going in this direction first and seeing if it's possible might be exactly where I go. And likely he's not going there, as everybody indicates that the Oklahoma City Thunder are the favorite to retain Durant's services. But it's not money that's going to be a factor. It's strictly a basketball decision. And the reason I say it's not money is these guys are now not taking these max length, max money. They're taking max money for whatever number of seasons they sign, but they don't take max length. And they're looking for the short opt-out so they can get back into the market. So really, for these guys, it's a basketball and comfort level decision. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, I think the first place they go again is after Kevin Durant, hard and heavy. If that were to fail, the rumor I'm hearing is the next place they may go is Dirk Nowitzki. And they'd have to see if Dirk's interested in leaving Dallas. But you saw some of the struggle after Andrew Bogut got injured with some of their bigs. Now, Ezeli is a, to me, I think he's a player on the come. I think he can be a real quality rim protector and rebounder, but he was lost out there during these NBA finals. So for a team that's really at this point about winning championships or bust, you've got to add other guys that you can go to in these big spots. And Dirk's certainly that kind of guy. You know, he can play a lot of his minutes the four. He can play some of his minutes at the five. I mean, obviously, on this group, he'd probably be a guy that, I mean, he'd either go into the starting lineup in place of Andrew Bogut at the center starting next to Draymond Green, or at this late stage of his career, does he end up in his pursuit of one more championship? Does he come off the bench as the second unit four, still getting 20 plus, almost 30 minutes a night, mixing in at the four and five, but just being a dynamic offensive force who doesn't start games, comes in that second unit with Iguodala, but a lot of times is a guy out there finishing games. It's something to think about. If you fail on Durant, you whiff on Durant, maybe you try for Dirk next, and then if you whiff there, you've got this money, and you've got a number of different directions you could go, and maybe you still go Hassan Whiteside to get a younger, more athletic, and perhaps at this stage of the game, more reliable in his ability to stay on the court, rim protector, and you move on from Andrew Bogut, who, while he brings you a lot, is brittle, and it's just truly not a star. Maybe you just upgrade talent here at this point. Or that there's going to be a host of other players out there. And with that money available, you're going to see them stack this roster. And the team that takes the court on opening night of the 2016-2017 NBA season for the Golden State Warriors is going to be a lot better than the team that left the court losing in Game 7 of the NBA Finals and closing out the 2015-2016 season. It's just going to be better. That, you know, with the money they've left themselves, with the money they've left themselves available to go shopping, they're going to be able to get their people. They're going to be able to get somebody. So you start out with Durant. And that doesn't work. Then you target Dirk. Even if that doesn't work, you're going to get people that are going to help you. And the good thing about this front office is you don't have to worry about them signing guys to bad contracts after coming up short as it relates to plan A and B. If plan A doesn't work and plan B doesn't work and plan C doesn't work, the guys they get with plan D and E, they'll give them fair contracts in today's marketplace, and there'll be guys that can help them and help improve this team. But don't worry. If they don't necessarily get their man, they'll get people that can improve this team without destroying their salary structure so that they can compete for big players in free agency for years to come. Because I think when it's all said and done, after we look back at this team in totality over the course of 5 or 6 years, we're going to consider him one of the NBA's best of all time. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
Well, I know we got our act together here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. That number to chime in again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. It's been a big hour one, and the focus really has been on the runner-up in the NBA this year, the Golden State Warriors. We talked about their 73-win season, and I've put it in historical perspective, and there's opportunities the rest of the way to weigh in on the historical perspective that I put the Warriors season in. We've also talked about their off-season plan, and how they're going to be incredibly aggressive, and how they've set themselves up so well to go shopping in this free agent market. I mean, when you think about it, you set an NBA regular season record for excellence and went to game seven of the NBA finals. You have an ability to go out and shop for Kevin Durant without having to strip apart your whole team. Wow. And again, maybe you don't get KD. So then you set your sights on Dirk. Maybe Dirk doesn't want to leave Dallas and he wants to finish in Dallas. So maybe you don't get Dirk. Okay. Well, there'll be plan C and D and E and trades. They're going to have a lot of opportunity to spend that money. And they'll do it judiciously, whether it's at the small forward spot to upgrade from Harrison Barnes, or maybe it's in the center position where they try and get some more versatile fives to help them. It's going to be a very interesting and intriguing offseason for the Warriors. But on that note, now or two, we're going to swing to the Cavaliers and then the NBA draft. But we're going to step aside right now, and then I'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The idea is that the campaign wants to grow and get bigger and be more robust.
Former Donald Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski saying his firing was not like an episode of The Apprentice. He tells Fox News that he has unbelievable respect for Donald Trump and believes in him after his firing yesterday.
He's going to be the best president this country's ever had. The fact that I was a part of it is so important to me. And because I'm not a part of it on the inside, my feelings haven't changed in 24 hours. I want him to fix our country.
Meantime, tighter gun control laws not going anywhere in the Senate. Two Democratic-sponsored measures in response to the mass murder at an Orlando nightclub fell short on mostly party-line votes yesterday. A private funeral is scheduled today for the Nebraska toddler killed by an alligator at a Walt Disney World resort. 2-year-old Lane Graves and his family were vacationing last week when he waded into shallow waters at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, the alligator dragging him off as his father tried to stop the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, sweet pea. I'm going to get the 2 for $4 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, sweet pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant-wich.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. You love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The Department of Justice doing a quick reversal in their attempts to cover up for ISIS. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
After significant public outcry, the Department of Justice released the unredacted transcripts of the Orlando shooter's calls to 911 after they attempted to remove all references to Islamic terrorism and ISIS. Michael Rubin with the American Enterprise Institute told USA Radio News the White House needs to stop being an apologist for Islam.
When the Justice Department says that a certain individual does not represent the religion of Islam, that's not the job of the Justice Department, nor for that matter is it the job of the President of the United States to define what true legitimate religion is or is not.
Rubin added almost all Americans already knew that the killer pledged his support to ISIS. I'm Jason Wirt.
Well, Jason, an excessive heat warning is locked in over the desert southwest. Forecasters warning millions of people about dangerously high temperatures across most of Arizona, southeastern California, and southern Nevada. Phoenix could hit 115 degrees today. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Authorities say the man arrested at a Donald Trump rally in Las Vegas over the weekend planned to kill the candidate. USA Radio's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
Michael Sanford arrested after trying to grab a police officer's gun during that rally, and according to the complaint filed in federal court Monday, Sanford had been planning to kill Trump for over a year, and they alleged that he drove from California to the rally purposely to do it. The complaint also saying the 19-year-old Sanford went to a gun range on the day before the Saturday rally at the Treasure Island Casino. Sanford for now is charged with an act of violence on restricted grounds. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, starting today, New York police are enforcing designated zones for those costumed characters in Times Square. That means Iron Man, Mickey Mouse, and Dora the Explorer are going to have to watch where they step or they could be fined. New York officials say they want to keep characters and naked painted ladies from harassing tourists for tips. Well, 5 more people are facing charges for fraud related to Superstorm Sandy. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the details.
And that brings the total number of people charged by the New Jersey Attorney General's office to 62. Charges were announced against 4 New Jersey residents and 1 Philadelphia woman. 3 people faced charges for submitting claims for homes that are not their primary residence. 1 for a claim of a residence that they did not own and a claim for expenses never incurred. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, my name is Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA are the ways to get involved. We do have a big hour, too, ahead of us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And on the other side, we'll quickly set the table for hour two and start knocking things down. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we let you know the myriad of ways you can take the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. Also, on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. It's got that versatility. You can download the app to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows, or just go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. A lot of the same qualities for TuneIn Radio as well. Again, app versatility. It's an app you can download to any Android device, any Apple device, any Windows-based device, or they have a website. Just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, never ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. And we want to take this opportunity to thank those people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. We wouldn't be the greatest without our service people. On the other side, we will set the table for a great hour or two and start knocking things down. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
At Sweet Tarts, we love candy. The soft ones, the gummy ones, the little bites with big flavor. Not just any candy. The kind of candy that makes the world less bland with every extra tangy, sweet, and tart taste. Like our new Sweet Tarts mini gummy bites. Try them, squish them, share them, love them. We do, because candy is what we do. It's our thing, our passion. A passion you can taste in every mini gummy. Follow your passion. Follow your tart. Sweet Tarts.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. That's why I trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. And with Lowe's Contractor Packs, I can get bulk discounts on the items that I purchase most, helping me save time and money.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 20% off an entire pallet of in-stock roofing shingles. Visit the Pro Desk in store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Offer valid 620 through 624. Discount reflected in Contractor Pack pricing, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Gotta go. 2 years. When I came back, ship to the city. I gave everything that I had. I brought my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and against all odds, I don't know why we want to take the hardest road. Or why the man above gives me the hardest road, but it's nothing the man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude, like, instead of saying, why me, they're saying this is what he want me to do. And, Cleveland, this is for you.
Oh, LeBron.
An emotional LeBron James in the aftermath of winning the NBA championship and bringing a major professional sports championship back to Cleveland. That's courtesy of ABC ESPN. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. You make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You'll get the latest insight on what's coming up next on our programming, all the latest programming tips and insight and insider edge, as it were. And also, it spotlights what's coming up on one of my favorite things on our network. It's called Best of Byline, 2-hour block that we run on weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, that gives you a chance to catch up on everything you missed from earlier in the day on the Spano, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, whether it be Spano and Black, Titillating Sports, whoever it might be. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA to get those latest programming updates here on Sports Byline. And check out Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, 2-hour block on weekdays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But let's quickly set the table and let's hit the ground running as fast as we can here for Hour 2 of this Tuesday edition of The Attack. We're going to start out by talking a little bit about LeBron and his Instagram post and some of the other things he's done on social media in the wake of winning the NBA title. We'll start there. We'll roll into the offseason plan for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Again, they may be the defending NBA champions now, but if you sit still, you're going backwards. And while they won the NBA title, they're far from a flawless team. So there'll be some things that they'll be looking to address in the offseason as well. And then to take you home, 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Chris Monter, college basketball news and Monter draft news, will join us. And we'll talk a little NBA draft with him, as the NBA draft is Thursday. So we want to get you started and start getting you ready for the NBA draft. That said, let's dive in and let's talk about LeBron's Instagram post. Now, for those of you that haven't seen it, he's making some very good points here as it relates to, he's sending a very poignant message. It's a picture of him in a Kermit the Frog hat with Kermit the Frog sipping tea. We get it. And then we have the following quote under the Instagram message. They said you lost the step. Wasn't explosive as once was. The best days were in the rear view. Questioned your drive, your leadership, your commitment. You don't have killer instinct. Going back home is the worst mistake in your career. He got the coach fired. Players traded. Won't work between him and Kyrie. Him and Kev won't work. Love your teammates too much. There's no way he can deliver a championship in his hometown, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But guess what? Big bold letters. That's none of my business. Hashtag strive for greatness. Hashtag this one is for the land. Hashtag put some respect on my name. Ha 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 ha. Yes, sir. Now, I think LeBron is sending a clear, clear message to all of his detractors. And it was shut the hell up. Again, these are all things that LeBron was roundly criticized for. Lost a step, you know, no longer the NBA's best. You didn't hear that from me, but you heard it from a lot of other people. Wasn't as explosive as he once was. Best days in the rearview mirror. Everybody questioned how good of a leader he was, questioned his performance in the clutch. I get that. Every one of these things that LeBron rails about in his Instagram post, they're all accurate. Those are all things that he was criticized for by fans and talking heads like me in the media, newspaper writers. The list goes on and on. And in many ways, with him leading the Cleveland Cavaliers to the 2015-2016 NBA championship, he gets the last laugh. He does. He gets the last laugh. We all said he couldn't do it. Well, I didn't say it. You all said he couldn't do it. I mean, I criticized the construction of this team and some of the issues they had in the regular season, but not long after the playoffs started, I anointed them the winners of the NBA title. And very quickly, I mentioned to you that LeBron was still the best player in the game. And I saw the criticisms, and right away, I mean, I've had weeks of discussion on LeBron being underappreciated. Well, he noticed it too. And he gave everybody the giant middle finger with that Instagram post. And I know a lot of people are upset about the Instagram post and they think for some reason he should be bigger than that. Well, you know what? Hey, every once in a while you just feel like saying to everybody, for all of you that doubted me, I told you so. Well, You heard the emotion in that speech on the court immediately after the game. Raw, real emotion. Well, that came out in that Instagram post. It was as if the weight of the world was lifted off his shoulders. He quieted all his critics. He did something for the city of Cleveland and for the Cavaliers that people wondered if it would ever happen. So there's a great deal of relief, and there's also a great deal of I told you so. You know, those criticisms are some of the things that have driven LeBron. And now he had a chance in sitting down and being on top of the world, in reflecting and saying, hey, you know what? Screw all of you. All the stuff you said, you can cram it. And a lot of people are mad about that because they've been, in some ways, given their just desserts. You know what? I'm not mad about it. So what? Let him have his day. For me, it's fine. Let him have his day. Let him talk as much as he wants. He takes a lot of crap. As I talked about, the most unappreciated and underappreciated athlete, great athlete in sports today, he takes a lot of crap, whether it be moving on, the decision. It's constant. He takes a disproportionate amount of abuse and crap. So let him have his day. He silenced his critics, or he should have. And he's clearly shown to be one of the three or four best players in NBA history. So let him have his day. And, you know, you also got to realize he's going to have his day on social media because he's one of these guys that's really tied to social media. You know, these guys can say what they want. They don't read what, they don't hear what we say. They don't read what we write. Yes, they do. And LeBron is very active on social media, and he's very clued in as to what's said about him, and he's very aware of his place in history. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that he took to social media, in this case in the form of Instagram, to tell everybody, I told you so. So let him have his day. It doesn't bother me. Would I have preferred he didn't do it and be maybe more gracious? Sure. But you know what? You can only swallow so much before you tell everybody, you know what? Cram it. He told everybody to cram it in his own very special way. Now, all of you that wrote him off and criticized him, you can all cram it. On the other side, what we'll do is we'll take a look at the roster of the now defending NBA champions and take a look ahead to their offseason plan a little bit. That's next here on the Attack. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
No, I'm not edgy. I'm not veggie. I'm just happy to be here. This is the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to chime in again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. In the last segment, we talked about LeBron James' Instagram post. And, you know, again, I'm of the mindset, every once in a while, you got to give a guy his moment. He finally stuffed it to all the critics. Let him have his day. He'll be done soon. And he's going to rest for a couple of months and recharge and try and make another one run at a title. And that's where we're going to go now. You know, we've talked about it a lot. When you sit still in the NBA, you're going backwards. And unlike the runners-up this year, the Golden State Warriors, who have a younger roster and have a lot more cap flexibility, and they will have an ability, and I am confident that they will improve themselves in a major way this offseason, because not only do they have cap room, it's a desirable landing spot. The team's committed to being aggressive. Its management has. And they're going to have enough plans. They'll have a plan A, which is shoot for the stars. They'll have a plan B, which is definitely in outer space. And then they'll have plan C, D, and E. But I guarantee you this, none of them will be bad plans. And as they move back down, there'll be a less and less money commitment. And as you move down the plans, they'll never give out a bad salary that is not commensurate with the skill level of the player. And if they end up going plans D, E, and F, you can rest assured that it'll improve the mix and help them be better going forward. But also, it will leave them a lot of cap flexibility going forward so that if a piece does become available that they want to add to the mix, they'll be in a position to do so. If they shoot for the stars and they hit that grand slam home run, well, cap flexibility will be gone, but it'll be such a star-laden and powerhouse of a team, there won't be any need for any upgrades. That said, the Cavaliers are a bit of a different kettle of fish. This is a very, very veteran-laden roster. A lot of age on this roster. Almost no salary cap flexibility at all for the NBA champs. And so movement and change is going to be pretty hard here for the Cavaliers. And again, in this league, when you sit still, you go backwards. But at the same time, what kind of changes and how much change do you want to make to a team that won an NBA title? You don't want to upset the chemistry. You don't want to completely tear it down as, well, the realities are you've won. You know, go back to 2011 after the Mavericks won their NBA title. And they literally wanted to get out in front of the salary cap situation, and they stripped that team down a year or two early, and they haven't won a playoff series since. So I don't think you want to do that. And as long as LeBron's there, that's not going to happen. But here's the realities. Unlike the Golden State Warriors, who are most definitely in a position to continue to improve their team, the Cavaliers are going to be hard-pressed to do too much. You know, obviously getting LeBron back is key, and that's going to cost you a whole bunch of money. You know, Tristan Thompson's under contract. Kyrie Irving's under contract. Shumpert's under contract. The guy that they're going to have to, that's going to opt out and that they're going to have to really throw a lot of money at is J.R. Smith. LeBron's going to want him back, and he's put himself, and he'll be out in this free agent market where there's a ton of money. And having played well in key spots in Game 7, he's going to command himself a lot of money. Whether it's money well spent is something else, but I'm confident that, you know, of course, LeBron's going to opt out. He's going to go back to Cleveland on another two-year deal. J.R. Smith is going to opt out, and the Cavs are going to bring him back. But most of their entire core is locked up going forward. The guys that they're going to have to work on or, you know, bring him back are probably Dellavedova. Now, Timothy Mozgov is as good as gone, and somebody will grab him and rebuild his confidence, and they'll have a quality true center. But Dellavedova and Jefferson may be back, and James Jones doesn't cost anything to be LeBron's caddy. So I could see him coming back. Now, they'll have the mid-payer, mid-level exception. They'll have the room exception. They'll have the biannual. Actually, they're going to lose the room exception. They'll have the biannual and the mid-level exception. They've got a couple of trade exceptions here. But really, they're not in an enviable spot as far as adding to this roster. The big question, I guess, remains about moving Kevin Love. I think what Kyrie Irving did in this postseason, he's definitely the guy that stays. And LeBron loves him, wants to play with him, and they seem to work together. It's a little bit hero ballish, but it works because these two guys do an uncanny job of making shots, and Kyrie Irving is as good a shot maker as there is, with LeBron doing more and more of the facilitating of the offense, particularly in the postseason. Tristan Thompson, you got to keep him. And you just signed him to a big deal, and he earned every penny of it because of his versatility on the defensive end of the floor in particular and his dominance on the boards. J.R. Smith comes back to space the floor, and then you figure out the back end. You know, there's obviously guys that are going to come back, maybe Dellavedova and stuff like that. And you'll obviously, with the mid-level and the biannual, you'll try and get some pieces to complement this depth. But in this day and age of free agency where money is just bigger and bigger and bigger than it's ever been, it's hard to get impact guys with those type of exceptions. That said, the only spot where I could really see them doing anything is perhaps they trade Kevin Love. He's the third wheel and he doesn't fit. You know, and there will be suitors for him. I don't know that they can go star for star, and they may have to go star for a bunch of pieces, and I don't know that that'll help him. But that's really, in all reality, based on where they are, their roster's pretty locked in, which means despite the fact that they won the NBA title this year and have the best player in sneakers in LeBron James, they're not going to be the favorites come next year to win the NBA title. But I guess, like I said, they'll use the biannual and they'll use the mid-level, and they'll try and bring in guys for that bench that will, again, space the floor, have some position versatility on the interior, can guard multiple positions and things of that nature. But in order to really do anything that's going to impact this roster, they're going to have to look at trading one of their core pieces. And that piece is probably Kevin Love. Just because I thought it would be Kyrie Irving. Well, Kyrie Irving's shown that he fits now. Kevin Love's the odd man out for what they want to do, because Tristan Thompson is a much better defensive presence. He's a better rebounder. They got enough offense with James and Irving and J.R. Smith. If they can find a better fit at that four position, a guy that can guard multiple positions, whether it be on the interior, on the perimeter, and can give them the stretch four elements that they need, that would definitely be an option. I mean, the most logical one and the best fit that I saw, if you're going to try and trade him for something of a comparable player, is Paul Millsap in Atlanta. And a lot of that would depend on what happens with Al Horford and everything else. I mean, I've heard others trading him for Melo. That's not going to happen. They're not going to trade him for Jimmy Butler. They're not going to get DeMarcus Cousins for him. You can forget about those. The Paul Millsap one is the most likely, and I even think that's remote. You know, trading him for parts, you know, one of the parts is going to be a draft pick. That doesn't help this team. This team's made to win now. It's old. It's veteran-laden. So I don't know that they go to the Nuggets, who crave a star. to get parts like a Kenneth Faried, a Wilson Chandler, a Danilo Gallinari, a Gary Harris. Or maybe you go to the Celtics, who would love to have Kevin Love and get a package led by Jay Crowder and a bunch of picks. I don't know that any of these things happen. But that's where they can make the most impact on the roster. The mid-level and the biannual, in order for them to get guys that can really help this roster, a guy like a Marvin Williams or Daryl Arthur, they're going to need LeBron to go out and do some selling and get some people to give them some huge discounts. Because in this era of free agency, guys like Daryl Arthur and Marvin Williams will fetch a heck of a lot more than a mid-level exception. That's the reality. So, I mean, the best way I can see them having the ability to make some real changes is you got to trade Kevin Love. I don't know that it happens. So it'll be interesting to watch how their offseason unfolds and where we deem them on the list of contenders going forward. But Chris Monter joins us next. We're going to take our first look ahead at the NBA draft. That's next on the attack. No flipping.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on. here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. We're just awaiting Chris Monter right now, and we're going to talk all things NBA draft. So we'll give him a few minutes, try and get him on the line. But that's the direction that we're going to use to take you home. And again, Chris Monter is from College Basketball News and Monter Draft News, and he'll give us some great insight into the NBA draft. And, you know, it's not considered a stacked NBA draft class with, you know, it's got two stars in it, and Ben Simmons and Brandon Ingram. And we'll talk to Chris here in just a couple of minutes about which direction he sees those first two guys shaking out and what kind of NBA careers he expects. From there, the Celtics are in, they're kind of in an unenviable situation. You know, you get the benefit of getting the number three overall pick from the Nets, or getting the lottery pick from the Nets. Unfortunately, you don't land in the top two where you can get the star that you so desperately crave. And in a two-player draft, picking three doesn't put you in a great position to trade the pick and get the kind of help that you need. And then, you know, really, after one and two, I've seen so many different thoughts on this draft, you know, based on what the Celtics will do at three, Minnesota and what they might do at five, you know, and on down the line. So it should be an interesting draft. There's a lot of value once you get out of the lottery all the way through the rest of the first round and into the second round of the draft, you know, from players 15 to 50. There's not that much of a drop off, and you kind of find yourself in a pretty enviable position. The problem is, if you landed in the lottery and you were looking for some star power, well, it's not there. You know, unless you're picking one or two. And even if you're picking one or two, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure about Ben Simmons. I mean, you've all heard me speculate on Ben Simmons and just what's not right with him and just what's not there with him. And to me, it's that killer instinct. You know, you go back to the NBA Finals and you saw what LeBron did in willing his team to victory. And I didn't see that from Ben Simmons even on the college level. No. I saw Tim Quarterman take over. I saw other guys take over. Hornsby, Quarterman, now guys like that. I saw them go in possessions in big games down the stretch with nobody. No touches for Ben Simmons. Everybody else touched the ball but him. So I know he's an otherworldly talent and versatility, but I'm not sure that he's got the makeup to be a star. And you know, I know he wants to go to Los Angeles, and he's trying to scare the 76ers out of drafting him. And it hasn't worked as of yet. I have a feeling that it is going to be the 76ers that draft him, and then the Lakers will take Brandon Ingram. But you know, and it'll be interesting, but I really think in many ways, as much as the draft starts at one, once we know whether Ben Simmons is the first one, we know the first two are going to be off the board. We're not completely sure on what order. But I think in so many ways, the draft starts at three with the Celtics. Do they take a Jamal Murray? Do they take a Dragan Bender? Do they take a Chris Dunn? Do they take a Marquise Chris? You know, there are so many ways they could go. And once they choose a direction, that will absolutely go a long way in determining where the draft goes from there. And I think that's very, very important to understand and realize. And I think that's where a lot of the intrigue in this upcoming NBA draft starts. Once you get past the first two guys, because you already know that whichever one of the first two goes, the Lakers sit there at number two and take the other. As everything I've read is that they prefer Brandon Simmons. They prefer Ben Simmons over Brandon Ingram, but they're not going to get their wish. Ben Simmons is going to go to the 76ers despite all of Ben Simmons' effort not to be drafted by the 76ers. The Lakers will settle on Brandon Ingram, and he'll be a nice fit with Clarkson and D'Angelo Russell and Julius Randle. Well, they're starting to build a core. They got a whole bunch of money available to play with in free agency. They got themselves a new young hot coach, and they're the Lakers. It should be interesting to see what they're able to secure in the offseason. And I'm of the mindset, I think Brandon Ingram may end up being the better of the two players as far as an NBA talent. So the Lakers may, just by sitting tight and doing nothing, may end up getting lucky. And they may end up blessed after all. Again, I think it's the Celtics in many ways that are left holding the bag. They need another star. And I don't think they're going to get it in this draft. And I think that hurts them. But I think some other teams that can do some great things in this draft as far as really, really perhaps going to that next place is Minnesota. You know, you've got the big-time coach now in Tom Thibodeau. You've got the big-time five in Karl Anthony Towns. You've got the big-time three. You got a couple of real good guards, including Ricky Rubio. Maybe they draft a Buddy Hield and add another lights-out shooter to that rotation. Or maybe if Dragan Bender falls to them, they can get that stretch four and that European type four that is such a good fit in today's game. I know he's only 18 years old, and it may take some time for him to develop. But maybe it's a situation where in Minnesota, the team starts to grow together and Bender continues to grow. And all of a sudden, it all comes together at the exact right time for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Because, I mean, their roster is incredibly intriguing. And they struck great fortune in last year's NBA draft. And I think getting a coach in there as good as Tibbs, not a perfect coach, but certainly a brand name, big time coach, I think that'll help them an awful lot. You know, and as you kind of move through here, I think the Raptors, another team that I like more than some people, and that's despite the fact that they made the Eastern Conference Finals. And they're going to lose some pieces, and it'll be interesting to see what exactly they lose. But they're drafting ninth. And everybody has them tied to Henry Ellenson, the power forward slash center from Marquette. He's only 19, got the tools to be a stretch four, polished low post game. Got a big-time ceiling. You add that to their mix, and I don't know how long it takes him to hit the ground running or if he's able to hit the ground running. But if he can be an immediate impact or a year or two down the line, boy, that'd be something really, really dangerous for Toronto and a real nice addition to their mix. Or maybe they even take the legit five in a Jakob Poeltl to complement with Valak with Valachunas. You know, they have a lot of options, and I think they're a team outside of the teams drafting in the first two spots that really, really have a chance to add the kind of pieces that can really make a difference and in some ways be the finishing touches on their roster and help them perhaps turn corners. In the case of Minnesota, it's turned corner from, you know, perennial loser into all of a sudden being a winning franchise. For Toronto, it's a chance to close the gap between them and the Cavaliers. And in a year where the Cavaliers are not going to be able to do much movement-wise, with two picks in this year's NBA draft and one in the lottery, it's a chance, if Toronto gets it right, to really add some pieces that can help them with their mix and with their pieces and with their rotations and with their floor spacing. Because I think their glaring hole right now, and some things may change depending on who they lose in free agency amongst Bismarck Biyombo and DeMar DeRozan and some others. But as it stands right now, their biggest hole is at that power forward position. You know, to a really, really good, strong starting caliber four. I like Patrick Patterson as a role player. I like him much better when he's coming off the bench than I do when he starts. So, you know, you get a starter in front of him, and now you've locked up that power forward position. And if they get one of the guys that I could see them targeting, both of their power forwards have position versatility. They can do some work in the post. They can stretch the floor. They can rebound. They're athletic enough to chase people around on the perimeter. You know, you couple that with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan if you can get him to return. The return of a healthy Jonas Valanciunas. I don't think you can keep a Bismarck Biyombo. So you might have to figure out something later in the draft to perhaps bring in a backup center that can have a role. But then you also have guys that we didn't see as much in the playoffs. Guys like Nick Powell. You'll have Damare Carroll returning healthy next year, as he labored through this year and missed a big chunk of it with the knee injury. So the opportunities there, outside of teams drafting in the top two, those are a couple that I see in Toronto and in Minnesota, who, if they can add a stretch four that can make an impact, that can all of a sudden turn corners. Again, in the case of Toronto, it's closing that margin between themselves and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And in the case of the Minnesota Timberwolves, it's becoming a team that goes from losing all the time to starting to learn how to win basketball games and build on this foundation that they've started to create there. Well, we'll tie a bow around this Tuesday edition of the Attack on the Other Side. I'm Joe Spanner. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56, but most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at Sports Byline USA and take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a 2-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever, but you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again, good day, all.